Queen's Schools have worked for a number of years with schools on the travel theme, where we promote more sustainable methods of transport to school. And we've noticed a real drop-off in teenage girls cycling. One of my colleagues in Dublin has been doing some extensive research with teenage girls to see what the barriers are, to get the reasons why there's been such a drop-off. They launched a film on this, describing these barriers, in Trinity College Science Gallery last night. And to coincide with the launch of the And She Cycles campaign, we held a cycle in Sligo with the Ursuline College today. About 40 altogether with ourselves cycled from the Ursuline College with the help of the Garda Traffic Corps. We went out the Strand Hill Road cycle route down to Mammy Johnson's, and we enjoyed our ice cream there. And we came back. So it was about 18 kilometres altogether. And the whole aim of it was just to promote cycling and to give the girls a really enjoyable experience cycling on the road. Some of the girls that were doing the cycle were heading down after school to take part in the march as well. That's really what we do, is our main focus is promoting cycling as a sustainable method of transport, which obviously is a help for climate change as well.
And finally, any students committing that maybe heretofore might have been travelling by other means to and from school to start cycling from next week?
Well, definitely. You know, it was really interesting. We showed the film, which is out on social media now, and I encourage everybody to have a look. I encourage everyone to have a look at it, because the barriers, the main barrier that they found, it wasn't infrastructure or the heavy bags or the uniform. It was actually the social barriers. It was people... the girls were actually being harassed on the street for cycling, and a lot of the girls, once we had a very good discussion with them yesterday, yes, they said, yeah, well, we'll actually just take no notice of people now and take the leap to cycle as well.